Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Amy Lind, who's the Research Manager, Communication Services and UCaaS at IDC. Amy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
So Amy, we're going to be talking about an upcoming event that you're a part of. You're going to be a keynote speaker at the SkySwitch Vectors 2019 conference. What are you speaking on?
I am speaking on Unified Communications as a Service. Specifically, the session title is Big is Good, Small Customers are Better, the 2020 UCaaS Market for Resellers.
So what do you mean when you say big is good and small customers are better?
That's a great question. So at this point in the market development for UCaaS, many of the players, it's a very fragmented market. There are many providers out there offering UCaaS. And most of the players are really focused on moving up market into the mid-market and enterprise space. And they're leaving behind the small business customers. So I think that right now there's a huge opportunity for small business customers that really aren't being targeted. Additionally, you know, looking at a lot of research, there are a lot of small businesses, not as many large enterprises. And there's a lot of money to be made going after the small business and helping them with their communications needs. And I think that it's an untapped market, and I think often overlooked because, you know, for larger organizations, larger service providers, they feel that it's just not worth their effort to go after a small business customer. Typically, small business customers are viewed by them as being more transactional, and they really want to go after the larger enterprises that will do, you know, more custom work and generate more revenue for them.
So why should I come to your session?
So I'm hoping that if you come to my session, you will walk away understanding what UCaaS is really all about. You know, there's so much hype in the market around unified communications and UCaaS right now. And so I want to demystify that and really talk about what the trends are and what's really happening, what we're really seeing in the market. And then I want to talk about what's happening, you know, in the next, you know, couple of years, what the horizon is. But then one of the other aspects I want to really focus on is how, you know, the channel can really differentiate themselves and sell to these small business customers and support these customers. Many of the channel partners that will be at Vectors are, you know, supporting a customer base that they're very, very close to, and they're not national. They tend to be more local. And so I want them to be able to walk away understanding what small business customers want, what they can do to provide, you know, good service for them and upsell them and keep their customers happy. I also want to help demystify the complexity around voice over IP and UCaaS. It's very complex. And I want to kind of put things out there so that everyone attending the session understands really what it's all about, and that it doesn't have to be complex.
Well, then let's just start with the most simple thing. So what do small customers want?
So according to our research, small customers, you know, they want to be able to communicate and collaborate with their employees, with their partners, with their customers, and they don't really have a lot of the tools that they need at this point. They're looking for something that's simple for them to adopt, simple to use. Typically, mobility is a huge piece of what they're looking for. They don't necessarily want, you know, some of the huge bells and whistles around full-fledged collaboration like Slack integrations. They're really looking for more things that are going to help make their lives easier and help them communicate with their customers better and provide a better customer experience for their customers. And so, you know, simple things like, you know, having a service that actually works for starters, being able to do voicemail to email integrations, being able to use their mobile phone in addition to having a desk phone. Many of these customers, you know, don't necessarily have a desk phone or don't want a desk phone. They're really mobile first. And so having a solution that is mobile first that meets those needs, I think is really important to them.
Now, in your research and in your work with looking at the small business, do you think that sometimes the SMBs, you know, they need or want these things, but they actually have a hard time articulating just that to the business partners?
Absolutely. Often they don't really know the technology. That's not what their job is. They have their business and they're trying to make that business grow, and they don't have time to really build into the complexities of technology. So they're looking for their partner to be able to provide them with that understanding. You know, often they have outdated systems that are legacy based, and they want to move to the newest and latest and greatest technology, but they don't know how to do that or what's even out there. They also want their partners to be able to provide them with a fully managed service because they don't have the time to manage the service. They don't have time to be, you know, dealing with setting up new users or changing phone numbers or things like that. So it needs to be something that's fully managed, automated, takes that headache away from them. They don't have to go out there and research it because they don't, you know, have the time to do that, nor do they really have the understanding of what it is that they need. They know what they need, but they don't quite know what that translates to into the technology that they should be implementing. And so that's what they're looking to the partners to be able to really help demystify a lot of that.
So maybe you can help me, because I think what I'm hearing is, you know, on the one hand, SMBs have sort of this out-of-date equipment. They can't really express what they want, but they have these needs. And I bet the channel partners hear things like, well, we have this old phone system, but it does the job. So how do they sort of get beyond that?
Yeah, so, and I have to say, it's not just small businesses that are grappling with that challenge. What we've seen in our research is when a provider, whether it's a channel partner or a service provider, takes the time to explain the use case, that's when it starts to make sense. And so rather than just saying, you know, you need to upgrade to voice over IP or to a UCaaS solution, you need to bring it down to the level of how that business is going to be using the system, what their needs are, and demonstrate with a specific use case. You know, if you want to be able to do video conferencing because you're, you know, maybe a doctor's office and you have patients that you want to be able to remotely monitor, you know, this system can deliver that capability for you. And it's all in the cloud, so you don't have to think about it. It's very easy to use. The same is true for, you know, if there happens to be a snowstorm and you need to get a notification out to your customers that your office is going to be closed, implementing a system like UCaaS has that ability, either through text messaging, or you can set up on your office phone when people call into your number that, you know, sorry, the office is closed. And you can do all that remotely, so you don't have to go in. So certain, you know, use cases like that, I think it needs to be brought down to that level.
So, you know, another problem we're hearing a lot about this is the commodification of our market. You know, everybody offers some sort of dial tone service and some desktop phones and, you know, maybe 5 or 6 popular apps. It seems like everybody's offering the same thing. How do you differentiate yourself in such a market?
So it's a good question. It is challenging. I think that one of the ways that providers can differentiate themselves, especially you know, channel partners that are focusing on the small business, is that customer service and support and being there to help you, you know, with whatever you need and understanding your business so that they can then tailor the solution towards what you need, to what that small business needs. I think that's one of the key ways to differentiate. What we're seeing in the UCaaS market is it's very fragmented. There are many providers out there. Many of them, you know, are looking to go up market. They're used to serving larger enterprises that have IT staff that understand all of this already and that can, you know, take on the management of these solutions. And small businesses don't have that. And so what they're looking for is really someone who can hold their hand and help them, you know, through the whole process from pre-sale to post-implementation. And, you know, not only that, then after they've implemented the solution, one of the other key aspects that we're seeing in our research is that still somewhere around 47% of businesses that have actually installed Unified Communications, their employees aren't using it. And most often that's because the employees don't either know how to use the solution or they're not aware that the capabilities exist. And so I think there's a huge component around education. And I think channel partners are really well suited to being able to educate the small business customer on the capabilities that do exist and how they can use them and how it can make you know, their day-to-day work life that much better.
So it sounds like what you're telling the channel partners is to go well beyond sort of the traditional model of, you know, you're summoned to somebody's office and you take a look at the old phone system and say, well, I'll replace it with some other sort of newer phone system.
Absolutely. Because one of the key shifts to make is to move from a CapEx one-time type of sale to an OpEx monthly recurring revenue sale, where you're able to then, you know, potentially wrap in other services, ancillary services that kind of add on to the solution, like storage, file storage and other things like that, as well as being able to, you know, kind of bring really that full managed suite to the small business customer and provide them, you know, an additional customer support and service and handholding and education. I think that's really critical for the small business customer. And I think that's what's going to differentiate the channel partner over the larger, you know, telcos and other service providers that are in the market right now.
So, you know, in as much as you're saying that the actual customers are now more receptive than ever to having their solutions mounted in the cloud, using the cloud, and understanding that, you know, then that that enables mobility and a lot of other things. Are you seeing resistance from the channel partners because they're not used to a subscription model for revenue?
Yes, absolutely. There's a big shift for them as well, moving from a traditional CapEx model, which is one-time big hit of revenue, to a subscription-based model, which is monthly recurring revenue. It's definitely an adjustment for the channel partners. But I think in the end, they'll find that it's actually better for their business, because over the long term, then they're able to bring their customers in and really develop a relationship with them and keep that monthly recurring revenue stream going on an ongoing basis. And then as they wrap other services and manage services around that, they can then upsell them and increase the average monthly revenue that they're getting per customer as well. And I think it's you know, a continual revenue stream that, while a bit scary at first, making that switch to it, I think that they'll find that in the end, it actually works out better for them from a financial perspective.
And do your studies sort of make it that the companies are actually more sustainable when they move to a subscription model?
Yes. Yeah, they are, definitely. It's instead of relying on, you know, an annual or every 5 years, you know, one-time sale, they're able to now have a revenue stream that's ongoing on a monthly basis. And I said one of the key aspects of that shift is then being able to upsell and increase that revenue stream on a monthly basis, whereas where it was a one-time hit, you know, it's not, you're not necessarily able to grow and expand the contract until the next year or whenever the contract is up and you know, sell them another system. Whereas this is much more flexible and infinitely expandable as a revenue opportunity.
So, you know, let's say, you know, and I think a lot of our listeners fall into this category. Historically, we've done a pretty good job, maybe as a channel partner, or as a dealer, distributor of some products, you know, and now I'm being asked to basically kind of change my business model. I've decided it's a good idea. You know, where do I go? What are my next steps?
That's a great question. I would say that, yes, education is hugely critical. And there are a lot of resources. Go online. There are, you know, blogs and magazines and articles and things like that talking about UCaaS and making the shift from a CapEx to an OpEx business model. So really great resources online. Other resources would include things like coming to Vectors, conferences like Vectors, and learning more about the different solutions that are available and out there. You know, that's another good place for education and to better understand what it is that you may want to be doing.
You know, and I think one of the big values of this coming conference you're speaking at is that normally the type of research you guys do at IDC is just not accessible to the smaller business partners.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I'm excited about speaking at Vectors, because I'm able to present, you know, our view of the world to an audience that I typically don't get to engage with. It's really exciting opportunity for me.
So, Amy, I want to thank you for joining me today and for giving us a big overview of your session and what you'll be talking about, the research and work you do at IDC. Where can we learn more about IDC?
Oh, great. Thank you. Yes, our website is www.idc.com. So please come check us out, and hopefully you'll come to the Vector show and my session.
And for listeners who are interested in coming to Vectors 2019, you can visit vectors2019.com for more information on this session, on the conference, on how to register, and other resources. And for now, thank you very much for joining us.